What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge, powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
We thank you for tuning Into Tomorrow for our 24th year at CES, and this is the weekend of January 25th. 2019 from the OWC studios. OWC Digital is your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Check out owc.com/into for special Into Tomorrow products and pricing. That's owc.com/into. Did I mention I'm Dave Graveline? If I didn't, I just did again, or not, or otherwise. Erasmus in the control room. Who are you?
I'm Chris Graveline.
Oh.
This Into Tomorrow CES special is brought to you by IFA, offering the next big thing perspective at IFA Next. Watch for global keynotes, the IFA Plus Summit, and Shift Automotive. Visit ifa-berlin.com. By Same Day Security, saving the lives and property other systems can't. Visit lifesupportmedical.com. And by Dexcom, accurate glucose readings for people with diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
So we'll share a little tech news and commentary with you and then get right back into our many interviews from CES, all brand new again today. Our third week of coverage, we talked to as many people as we could wander aimlessly around the various show floors there in Vegas and grab interviews with. And don't forget that we've got video of most, like 98% of the radio interviews, so we can show you the products we're talking about. And that's all available for you at intotomorrow.com. Hopefully, you take a couple of minutes and see as many of those as you have time for. We don't want you to miss all the cool products we talk about on the radio and then show you at intotomorrow.com. What have you got for us?
The FAA is considering loosening its restrictions and allowing drones to be flown over crowds. The proposals introduce three categories for drones, with varying restrictions on how they could be flown over people. In addition, flying drones at night, which is currently only allowed with explicit permission from the FAA, would be allowed if the drone is equipped with anti-collision lighting and if the pilot completes special training. The FAA currently is seeking input from the public and industry about the new rules, which are unlikely to come into effect until at least 2020. In particular, it's currently examining the best ways to make drones more identifiable.
That's good. I guess strobes like, and things.
And I guess identifiable, like you have planes that always have to have tail numbers on them. They're probably going to try to figure out a way to identify drones. I guess this is in light of those things happening over in the UK.
And Newark Airport this past week had to close inbound flights because two different jetliners saw drones as they were approaching the runway. Not good.
You know, and it's a shame that they have to do these kind of regulations, but, you know, I guess they got to do what they got to do.
Yeah, I think people have been flying them over people forever. So that in and of itself, I think the FAA is saying, we just have to give up on that. It's going to happen. But don't fly low. Don't be buzzing people. Don't be going into people's backyards. I mean, common sense, people, come on, before you ruin it for everybody. So that one, I think, was more of throw their hands up, like, we're just going to have to allow it, because that's when people use them, you know, over a big party or a big thing on the beach where somebody's just, you know, using a drone and shooting some video up and down the beach or something. Some really pretty videos and nice stuff. But how do you not do it over people if you're trying to show crowds and at big party? That one, again, they're just throwing their hands up, I think. But don't fly near an airport. Just don't do it. I mean, the fact that it's, what, 5 miles within an airport, that's pushing it, I think. But if you're around an airport of any kind, big commercial international airport or even a local regional one, you can cause problems with planes taking off or landing. So don't do that. A little common sense, but unfortunately, other than our audience, a lot of people don't have common sense. Mm-hmm. Everybody listening to us does. But possible criminal investigation into trade secret theft and proposed bipartisan bills banning U.S. component sales are the latest measures that the federal government is taking against Huawei Technologies and other Chinese telecommunication firms like ZTE. Huawei faces accusations regarding T-Mobile and other U.S. business partners, and the U.S. believes that both it and ZTE have disregarded U.S. sanctions on countries, including Iran. So if they're buying parts from them and using them in their phones, and whether it's a spying thing or just eavesdropping otherwise or lack of privacy, if they're using parts from companies like Iran that have, you know, U.S. sanctions against them, that's another issue. So a lot of folks have been saying, yeah, but Huawei and ZTE both have some pretty interesting phones. Okay, but unless you work for the military or a military contractor where you're prohibited from buying any of their stuff, you just might want to think twice about it anyway. There's plenty of other manufacturers doing very similar things that you can buy their products, and they're not looking at sanctions or problems.
Mm-hmm. UPS is expanding its partnership with smart lock startup Latch, with availability in 10 more cities. Similar to Amazon Key, the Latch service lets drivers make deliveries in apartment buildings for residents who aren't home, but it stops short of letting them through the front door. By the middle of the year, Latch will arrive in Atlanta, Chicago, Los Angeles, Houston, Dallas, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Boston, Seattle, and right here in Miami.
Oh.
Latch is currently operating in New York and San Francisco. Latch works by letting residents and building staff use its mobile app, a code, or a key card to enter the building. Each of its locks has a built-in wide-angle camera to take photos of any interactions from non-residents, and the pictures can be viewed through the app. Latch clarifies that the camera cannot record video.
Oh, well, maybe it should, though.
Yeah, but it at least records a snapshot of anybody interacting with the lock.
Okay, and hopefully it's a legitimate delivery person, and therefore not a problem.
Yeah.
And then you can just see, oh, good, FedEx just dropped my thing off, or, oh, good, UPS just kicked it into the box, as they normally do, or something of that sort. Wow. Check out all of this week's Into Tomorrow interviews from CES and the videos at intotomorrow.com.
The OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3 is the ultimate external SSD, inside and out. Designed for demanding mobile workflows that require extreme portability, the OWC Envoy Pro EX delivers a military drop test enclosure and a protective impact-absorbing bumper for added security. And with elite speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second, the Envoy Pro EX provides performance for creative professionals in need of ultra-fast backup, duplication, and editing. Learn more at owc.com/into.
Yep, it's that time of year again, the big consumer tech show in Las Vegas. Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
The CES special brought to you in part by Milibu and their groundbreaking smart sofa, a truly unique home theater experience. Visit Milibu.com. By IFA Next 2019, change the way we think, live, and drive at IFA's Shift Automotive, the future mobility convention in Berlin. Visit ifa-berlin.com. And by OWC Digital, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at owc.com/into. That's owc.com/into.
So Into Tomorrow correspondent Andrew Moss got a kick out of a company called SureFizz and their weight management system. So I said, well, go talk to them, Andrew.
All right, thanks, Dave. I'm here with Safraz Kohler with some more fitness tech, and he is the CEO of a company called SureFizz. And I see you got like a boxing glove here. You have a scale. Tell me a little bit more about what you guys do.
Sure. So we have a complete weight management system. And in this weight management system, it comprises of weight loss part of it, and also when you have completely reached to your target goal, then you enter into the maintenance mode, where you are. The system keep you in a specified weight range, and if you gain weight again, then it will put you back into weight loss program.
Okay, so how to use it first? Show me or explain to me the scale first.
Okay, so this scale is essentially the packaging of a lot of research data and a lot of field trials. So it has three main features, which is the competitive edge as compared to the current technology. The first one is when you tell the system that how much weight do you want to lose, it creates a short-term goals for you. And then the short-term goals, and it manages those short-term goals. If you cannot achieve those goals, it will reassign you. If you cannot those, it will keep reassign you. It is just like a GPS system in which you have entered your address, and if you take a wrong turn or miss an exit, it will recalculate the route. Similarly, it will reassign the short-term goals for you. The second part of it is when you step on the scale, an instant feedback comes to you, which tells you how you are doing, what you need to do more, what you should not do, a kind of complete recommendation. The third part of it is, this is associated with the scale, the accountability circle. Because self-accountability has no accountability. So if you handpick people to whom you want to be accountable, that will help you in achieving your goal. So these are the three main features of the scale. There is yet another feature, which is the forum. In that forum, it is arbitrated by the expert, like a dietitian, fitness guru, and doctors, and all other related field. So when you are having discussion on a forum, those guys can jump in and conclude with their expert opinion.
That's awesome. And as far as like where can we buy this? Is it available already? What's the price point?
The price point is the scale. We don't charge anything for scale. It is shipped to your home for free. No shipping cost. You sign up, the scale will show up at your home. So the pricing point is this, that we charge for a subscription, very low subscription, only $2.50 per month. It's monthly, comes to $29.99, about $30 per year.
That's really affordable, and I know a lot of fitness people, like, you're already spending $20 at the gym a month plus whatever your protein is or whatever diet is, so that's going to help a lot with that. This is available now?
This is in final testing. It's in beta testing right now, and we are doing some last-minute testing because we want to make sure that there are no big issues or defect in the scale or in the system before we. It will be available early April.
Okay, around April. That's a really awesome, exciting product you have here. We're looking forward to seeing it live. If you guys want to find out any more information, please go to surefizz.com, and you can also, we'll link you to it on intotomorrow.com. That's it for right now. Thanks, Dave. Back to you.
We all like things to smell good, right? I mean, that's kind of one of the joys of life, I think. Well, how about a smart aroma diffuser? Well, we found that here at the show, and joining us now is the CEO of Mudo, and he is Yoav Avidor. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you.
Everybody, it seems, on the planet has a diffuser, right? It's like, oh, you can get some nice smooth things, you can do some incense, you can do whatever you like. But how does yours become a smart aroma diffuser?
Okay, great question. Thanks for having me, first of all. So what makes the diffuser smart is, first of all, the fact that it's connected to Wi-Fi, which means that we can control it from anywhere. So whether we're in our house or office or running a hotel and have one of these in every room, from wherever we are, we can actually activate the diffuser. In addition to being remote controlled and Wi-Fi enabled, it also is a mixer. So it's the first device that has our own technology that enables you to mix and create and personalize the scents. We're actually a fragrance company, and we make about 30 types of fragrances. And when you put one of these fragrances inside, there's a chip that helps the machine know which fragrance it has. And the app already suggests to you automatically different ways to combine these four fragrances. So let's say I like jasmine and I don't like lavender. I can actually play with this until I land on the exact fragrance that I like, save it, and then thereafter I can always come back to that one. I can always create another mixture that I like, or again use our previously curated, you know, proposed mixtures that our perfumers offer. You can also create different intensities of scent depending on the room size. You can program through the app the time of day, how many minutes and hours you want it to work, wake-up call, all of those things you can do with it. And finally, in the smart category, it also interfaces with all the smart home platforms like Siri, Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant, so you can actually voice activate it.
Really? So I can tell Alexa, smell good for me or something, or give some sort of a scent that I'm looking for, maybe as I've walked in the house or something.
Yeah, and along these lines, there's another interesting platform called If This Then That, or IFT. And when you download that app, if you have the Moodoo app as well, you can create things like, whenever I'm less than a mile from home, please activate the Moodoo on this fragrance. Or whenever I open the door through my, you know, door opener, please start the air freshener at that time. So all of these possibilities are enabled by the fact that it's a connected Wi-Fi-enabled device.
And I don't know what fragrance mixture you have on this particular one, but I love it. It smells very good. I'm seeing a little bit of Christmas tree, snow angels, Christmas cookies, and a fireplace. No wonder it smells good.
Yeah, so what we do is to make it easier on you to mix and get it always right, instead of just randomly choosing between those 30-odd scents that we make, you can buy a dedicated family pack that is either, you know, associated with winter, like the one that we have there, or beach party, or cozy, or fresh vibrations. And each one of these families of four is always going to have a common theme, a common ambience, but be comprised of four different individual scents that you can enjoy, you know, if you want single or as the family. As we're doing actually right now.
So these things can come where it'll predetermine with the app the amount of scent for each one that you've already selected, but we can change that if we like a little more of one thing.
Right.
The holiday one, maybe I want to smell the tree a little bit more, but I certainly want the Christmas cookies in there.
Exactly.
Please tell me you have bacon in one of the scents. I mean, where I can tell Chris behind the camera is mouth-watering. It's like, oh, I want to smell bacon.
Yeah, actually, bacon is on the list. You know, bacon, popcorn, coffee. We're probably going to launch a family soon of these. From a perfumery standpoint, seriously, we really want to make sure that we have, you know, we land on it just right so that we don't kind of erode the credibility over time. And to get bacon scent is actually very difficult. We're going to probably nail it at some point, but it came up very often from people. Also, popcorn is a popular one, and so on.
Especially when you mentioned that you can tell Alexa or Google Home to wake, it's time for wake up or something.
Yeah.
Boy, that gets most people up. It's like the smell of breakfast is going to certainly help. But I also get it, as you mentioned, as professionals in the aroma business, it's like, well, we don't quite have bacon down yet.
Yeah.
But you're working on it. Now, that's encouraging.
We're definitely working on it. And again, you know, as long as we can get something that 9 out of 10 people are going to directly associate it with whatever we're calling it, you know, that's probably going to be good enough. Yeah.
Is it available currently, and how much?
Yeah, so we launched it at CES exactly a year ago, so we've been selling it for a year. It's available on our own online shop, which is moodoo.co, and also on Amazon. The diffusers cost $139, and they come with a complimentary four-pack of capsules. Each capsule is good for, you know, each one of these is good for 60 hours, which for most of our customers is about a month or a month and a half.
Yeah, because you're not running it 24/7, obviously.
Exactly. And you're not using the full volume because sometimes you want, you know, kind of a lower scenting intensity. So it gets you at least a month. And since it costs thereafter to replace $29.90 or $7.50 a capsule, it means it's about $7.50 for a month and a half of use, which we think is pretty economic. And we've been pretty successful at it since we launched a year ago.
And very appropriate so that your house or your office or whatever you need smells good. And it makes it smart because of the app and also the ability to just communicate with it, Wi-Fi.
Exactly. The mixing and personalization, which we think is the key, as well as the communication, are what make it smart. And if I might add, just so we don't forget this point, we're now interfacing through our server with movies, with games, with virtual reality. The fact that we can actually, we're online on the cloud with this thing because it's connected means that we can interface with other platforms. For example, movies, we have in our booth an example of how that works, and so on. So it's all based on the smart platform that you described.
So you're talking about, now let me get this right, if there's a movie that we're watching that presents itself for a certain scent while we're watching that movie, it can give us that?
Yeah, and that's why popcorn comes in so nicely too.
Love it, Yoav. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us. Continued good luck. I can see a lot of opportunity and all the way into tomorrow to really smell good. You got to love that. And the website is Moodo, MOODO.CO. And we'll link you there, too, when you visit intotomorrow.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. Into Tomorrow continues from Lost Wages, Nevada, our 24th year on the air, bringing you further into tomorrow with the latest in consumer tech. You've got any questions, comments, concerns about anything you hear on the radio broadcast or see on these videos, we invite you to call us anytime, 24/7, day or night. If you've got questions, we'll get answers for you. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. And stay tuned into tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Broadcasting our 24th year from the Vegas Consumer Electronics Show. I'm Dave Graveline. You're tuned into tomorrow.
This Into Tomorrow special from Vegas is brought to you by Mycroft and the iMark II, the next generation truly open source digital assistant. Visit mycroft.ai. By CE Week 2019, the retail brand show for professional buyers and consumer tech in New York City. Visit ceweekny.com. And by Whirlpool, products and appliances helping you care for your family. Visit whirlpool.com.
Our next guest is another guest that we didn't have a chance to catch up with at CES as we launched our 24th year in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago. But they are a leader in the design and delivery of smart home appliances, robotics, and even industrial applications. The CEO of a company called Volta is Silvero Ravelli. Silvero, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Ciao, Dave. I'm very fine. How do you do?
Ciao as well, and glad to have you with us. One of the things that was getting a lot of talk was a product called Mookie at CES, and we understand that it's an AI-powered smart bowl pet feeder, which is certainly get the attention of a whole lot of people that figure, well, I love a pet feeder. I'd love a smart bowl pet feeder. And now what makes it artificially intelligence powered? So tell me a little bit about Mookie.
Yes, we presented several products, but Mookie catches the attention of media and the hearts of people. The idea behind Mookie is very simple. In a multi-pet household or in those situations where there is another pet that could arrive and steal the food, it's necessary that we somehow protect our pet food. Also because many times there could be different diets or different type of food or drugs for them. So the idea is, why don't we put a face recognition, exactly the same technology we have on our smartphone, instead for unlocking the smartphone, for unlocking the pet bowl. And so, this is what we did.
So you're using facial recognition for the pet in order to be able to allow them to have the food?
Yes, absolutely yes.
Wow.
And, we can do this with an embedded technology, not in cloud. So the pet bowl can be trained to recognize only one or two or multiple allowed pets, and not one or multiple forbidden pets or also wild animals. Who knows?
Well, and I like how you say that it really prevents the food thieves, other pets or someone that manages to come into the cat or doggy door and somehow get into the house, maybe, from being able to eat your pet's food. Or, as you mentioned, if you have multiple pets, perhaps some are on some specific medication that you have to put in with the food, and now they're going to be eating the food that's not meant for them and could probably cause them a problem.
Yes, absolutely. We initially underestimated this latter aspect, but during these days we are learning that there are thousands of people with this kind of problems, because we are receiving literally tons of emails of people praising us to release this product as soon as possible because they have pets with different diets or they have to take some medicine and this kind of stuff. It's more common than expected.
So would the same smart pet feeder, the smart bowl, be used for different animals, or do you need one for each animal then?
Well, typically, I think the best thing to do is to set up one pet bowl for the most weak or less hungry animal, and then let other animals eat in the traditional bowl. So the idea is to protect against a particular food, for example, the one with the medicine, or for example, for a particular animal. For example, a cat versus a dog that is notoriously more hungry.
Yeah, okay, good point. And you know what? I'm proud of you for not saying, no, you should have one for every pet because you just want to sell more. Well, you're actually doing it for the right reasons and saying perhaps the weaker pet or someone that is, an animal that is on medication and you don't want it in the wrong hands or the wrong mouth, that's where you should be concentrating. And of course, if you want to get one for you got four dogs and 12 cats or something, get one for all of them. That's wonderful. But
yes,
but
Now that you say, I changed my idea. The best idea is to take one for each animal.
Very good. See, I knew we'd help you sell some one way or the other. But what's very unique about this is that it does the facial recognition of that particular pet, and then it sort of opens a door, I guess, is a way to describe it, right? It slides a cover open so that they get their proper food and their proper amount of food, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Terrific. Well, we invite our audience to look into this for more information. Of course, we'll have a link to Mookie, and you'll be able to see how exactly that works. But visit Volta.ai, VOLTA.ai, as in artificial intelligence. And Silvio, we appreciate you being with us. How much is it, and is it available now?
No, unfortunately not yet available. It will be available starting from September this year at the price of $189.
Okay, $189. So take care of your pets. Volta.ai. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.
It's my pleasure. Silvio is the CEO of Volta. Pretty cool idea. An AI-powered smart bowl pet feeder called Mookie, M-O-O-K-I-E. Intotomorrow.com is where you'll find us and links to his site and all of our guests. We'll meet you there.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
Broadcasting from what everyone knows as the Consumer Electronics Show, though they demand that we call it CES only, I'm Dave Graveline, and you're tuned into tomorrow for our 24th year.
And it's brought to you in part by IFA's CE China 2019, connecting global brands and consumer tech with Chinese retailers, media, and consumers first. In Guangzhou, China, September 19th to 21st, visit cechina-ifa.com. By Pindrop Security, security, identity, and trust for every voice interaction. Visit pindrop.com. And by Trifo Limited, smart autonomous agent helping people organize and interact with home environments. Visit trifo.com.
Our next guest is helping put privacy back in the hands of consumers by bringing payment card security chips online instead of on the card that we all carry. And is another guest that we wanted to catch up with at CES and never had a chance, so we're talking with him now. The CEO of a company called UControl is Christopher Moss. Christopher, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Dave. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Tell me a little bit about UControl, and then let's get into what QKey is all about.
Excellent. Thank you. I am the CEO of UControl, and our goal was how do we bring bank card technology online? It's the only actual security platform that has actually worked, and it does it throughout the world in every language and every currency in the world. And they do it at every retail outlet. And the big challenge is always, how do we solve this dilemma? As you were just talking about, the smart TVs, are they watching you? Our goal is, how do you get people to stop watching you?
Yeah.
And we felt the bank card industry had the best solution.
And you, in fact, are doing that now with QKey. So now let's talk about that as a product. What is QKey and how will it help us?
That's a great question. I come out of the bank card industry. I've been working with these chips. Everybody's seeing it on their cards now.
Yeah.
And this is a security chip. And rather than using magnetic strips or the numbers, which are in the clear, much like the internet is in the clear, they actually had a computer chip on a card, just like we put a computer on a phone and a typewriter. The last element that we have that is actually a security-based device are keys. So the question really became, how do we get that chip into the USB port? My kids one day were joking and said, how can we put this card in here? And they were playing around with the card, saying, well, can't we put the card into the computer?
Mm-hmm.
With my background, I looked at it and I said, we have a real problem here. How do you get that chip security into the digital world? And I was able to develop a platform that allowed us to use that same chip, different format. It wasn't on a card, it was on a key. And we slide into the USB port to create a card present transaction online rather than what we call a card not present transaction.
Yeah. Interesting. And of course, that supposedly, well, I guess assuming it makes it much more secure, and it even probably costs the merchant a little less because it's as if they have the card. If they're not present, then there's more risk. And I know some credit card companies probably charge them more to process something like that.
Absolutely correct. And we believe if this takes off, and as it will, because you have to deal with proven solution, not hypothetical. So if we look at what they're doing online right now, there's a real conflict. And the marketing people want your data, the security people don't. And so we always like to say the marketing department is a profit center and the security is a cost center. And so there's been a huge dilemma on how to move forward. And the challenge also is how do you implement technology that is proven and known in a format that isn't suitable to the computer or to the phone. And that's where we took on the challenge. How we did this, Dave, we said, okay, what did the phone do? What did the bank card or the payment card industry do? And what did the computer industry do? And what they did is they actually put the application on the computer chip rather than put it with a third party like on the cloud. So we put an entire computer on the key. It has its own browser, has its own application. So it basically is a self-contained control system. And so it doesn't function with the computer the same way you do with a keyboard.
Hmm. Very cool. Now, and of course, this only works with a computer, so you've got to have a desktop or a laptop or something with at least a USB port, but then you can feel a whole lot more secure about any online shopping, I'm guessing.
You're correct, and we are working on mobile right now. We have implemented a Bluetooth security protocol, much like you use with mobile pay and tap and pay. Mm-hmm. On the back of the key, there's a little button, so if you do something on the phone, in our future product, the wallet will come down. You'll choose your card, but you have to have the key. It's called two-factor authentication. You have to have something more than the device that's delivering the information. That's how they breach you. They trick the system through the browser, through the application, or through your passwords.
Yeah.
And so the method of doing this is directly from how the bank card system secures your bank card data. We always ask the question, why is our bank card so secure? Why do we feel so secure with our bank cards? Well, because there's trillions of dollars of transactions every year throughout the world with everybody, at every retail outlet, every bank, and every merchant. Well, that platform, we emulate it online. And we think that ultimately the consumers know this. It's off the grid, in your pocket. It's like we like to say DIY security. You don't have to trust the backside. Just trust yourself. If that key doesn't go in to a point-of-sale terminal, ATM, or now into the computer, the probability of breaching is slim to none. I always like to say pickpockets aren't hackers and hackers aren't pickpockets.
There you go.
Totally different world.
Yeah, good analogy as well. And I would foresee into tomorrow using this technology, and obviously you guys are working on that, to be able to do as we're shopping in a brick-and-mortar store as well. I mean, right now we've got to insert our card with that chip. Hopefully in the near future there'll be the ability to just have a Q key port, and we just put that in. And then we're much
more secure. Great, great, great concept. And we're actually looking at a variety of things. We see this as you see the phone as a communication device, and they put a computer on it, a typewriter, and they put a computer on it and made it a work device, and a card, they made it a payment device. There's only one device we use for security, and it's in your pocket. They're called keys.
Yeah.
They access the things and ones you love, everything from mobility to your home to your safe deposit box to your post office box. So keys inherently are known for security. So what we did is we actually have apps being put onto the key right now, like you put apps on your computer, like you put apps on your phone. And there's actually apps on cards. Most people aren't aware of how that works, but I don't want to get too far on that. But what we've done, we've already got Key Finder apps on it. We have encrypted email, personal health records. So effectively, anything you might want to keep off the grid or not store in the grid, which is your PC, browser, ISP, and server, that's the grid, you can actually take it and put it in a computer, or they call it an enclave. Apple uses the same methodology inside their phone. It's called an iOS enclave. Mm-hmm. And they basically store your facial recognition, your fingerprints, your passwords. Not that I think that's a great idea, but that's how they secured it. We created a device that does that with all devices. And so back to your payment. Right now there's a big push for NFC, near field communication, tap and go cards and or tap and pay on the phone. We believe by the early next year we'll have tap and pay on the key if you want to use it. So you come
Excellent.
To the terminal, you left your wallet at home, tapped your gas pump, and you got to pay for it. You didn't want to go all the way home,
sure,
get your wallet. So these types of things are very significant because it's a platform, much like the phone and the computer is a platform.
Well, and I wish we had more time, but we'll have to get you back on again as you progress the Q key. Meantime, we invite our audience to visit Q key, the letter Q, KEY.com. We'll link you there too when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Christopher, keep up the good work and keep making us more and more secure. We love it.
Thank you so much, and we hope everybody will take an advantage to keep themselves secure and take a look at Q key.
Absolutely, by all means. Q key. intotomorrow.com. We'll look for you there as well. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
This is the 24th year of Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're broadcasting again for this third week from many interviews at the Las Vegas Consumer Electronics Show.
And this special is brought to you in part by Jabra and their Elite 85H headphones with smart sound technology. AI for adaptive sound environments. Visit Jabra.com. By HP, technology fueling modern lifestyles, changing the ways people live, work, and play. Visit HP.com. And by Same Day Security, saving the lives and property other systems can't. Visit LifeSupportMedical.com.
And as Cameron, young Cameron, is fond of saying,
call in, win stuff. Thank you.
Well, he's absolutely correct. And when you call us anytime, 24-7, maybe you've got a question, a comment, a concern about something you heard during our 3 weeks' worth of CES coverage. We hope you would, in fact, call the following number that Chris is about to give out anytime, day or night, at your convenience, and we'll get an answer for you, or we'll make something up if we have to. But when you call in, as Cam said, you win stuff. It really is that easy. What number do they call?
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
There you go. So what stuff do you win, you might ask? Oh, we got a bunch of goodies for you. Some things that we brought back from CES, some other things that we just have here in the prize closet to share with you. For example, from Tableau, their Tableau Dual Whole Home Over-the-Air DVR for cord cutters. You want one of these, trust me.
From SolPro, a Helios smart battery pack and solar-powered travel charger. Charges most phones three times on a single charge.
Oh, and I've used one, and they work like a champ. From Razer, the Goliathus Chroma. Am I saying that right? Goliathus, okay. Their Chroma Soft Gaming Mouse Mat. And it's with a customizable LED illuminated edges thing. Oh, my God, it's really sweet looking.
From AEE Drones and Cams, we've got a Selfly selfie drone.
Yeah, they sent us back with a couple of goodies to share with our audience. And from Quilt, the Quilt 2. You can attach any USB storage device and then access your files from anywhere. Lots of cool stuff that we're always adding from guests and sponsors, friends of the program. You want to win them, and all you need to do is call us at
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. We'll be back next week with a full in-studio show answering your questions, so call us now.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24-7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store. Or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.